This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Continuing our coverage of Georgia's youth detention facilities and its juvenile justice system, Juvenile Justice Commissioner Avery Niles today announced that the contract at the Paulding Regional Youth Detention Center, held by Youth Services International, will run out and the facility will be shut down. The decision, according to Commissioner Niles, is an economic one. It will save the department some $6 million, and young offenders housed in that facility in Paulding County will be moved to others in the system. State Representative Mary Margaret Oliver is a member of the Juvenile Justice Committee in the State House. She has also been involved for years in writing legislation involving youth at risk. Representative Oliver, welcome back.
Thank you, Dennis.
In his announcement, the commissioner said nothing about a report that came out from the Justice Department, the Federal Justice Department, earlier this year, in which the Paulding Regional Youth Detention Center had the highest rate of young offenders saying they had been sexually victimized while they were in the facility. He couched it in economic terms, but do you think that the decision to end the contract with Youth Services International was also motivated by that report?
If I were the commissioner, it certainly would have motivated me. The report was disturbing, but what is more interesting to me, more important to me, is the closing of this facility is consistent with the juvenile justice reform that the governor has led, that the new juvenile code implements beginning in January 2014. We spend too much money on nonviolent offenders in institutional care in Georgia. And we are closing both hard beds, which cost $90,000 a year, and regional detention center beds, which relates to the Paulding County institution. So this is a good move. I applaud the commissioner for moving forward and closing this RYDC, Regional Youth Detention Center, that has a bad record.
Back in late July, I spoke with the commissioner, and we talked about what was going on in Paulding County, or what the allegations were about what was going on in Paulding County, and how he was responding to it. And here's a little bit of what he had to say then.
Anytime, not necessarily as it relates to this incident, but anytime people contracts is subject to be reviewed. And we're in the process of looking at that.
As I understand it, the Youth Services International contract runs out at the end of this calendar year. But how concerned are you about their management of Paulding County?
Very concerned, just like I am with our own internal, our own facility management. The report that came out showed Paulding County having a high volume, and that's one of those things that we look at and that we take under concern, and we'll address it with their YSI directors.
Are you surprised that he is now saying, look, this is an economic move, and there's really no mention of what the allegations were?
I think you should talk to him more thoroughly about the priorities of his decision-making. I'm simply glad he's closing the facility.
We should point
and
out.
And I'm glad that he is reinstituting a different kind of management that will be focused on incarcerating those offenders that need to be incarcerated and reducing our bed space.
We should point out here, we contacted Commissioner Niles, and he said he was unable to speak with us today, at least because of his schedule. Are you and the other members of the Juvenile Justice Committee looking into the federal report and what the allegations were, not only in Paulding County, but Georgia was ranked as one of four states where there was a very high rate of alleged sexual victimization, self-reported sexual victimization?
Every time we open up the budget document, and I'm on the budget subcommittee that deals with these issues, every time we open up a budget document, we need to be asking these questions. Is the child safe? Is our money being spent correctly? When does public safety demand that a 15-year-old be in jail instead of school? That's a budget question. It's a policy question, and I'm glad that on one level, that this report has brought these questions back to the forefront, and I'm very glad that the commissioner has closed the Paulding County facility.
Decatur Democratic State Representative Mary Margaret Oliver is a member of the State House Juvenile Justice Committee. She's been involved in writing legislation on children at risk for years, and she was a co-sponsor of the juvenile justice reform package that was passed this past year in the legislature. Representative Oliver, thanks so much for being with us again, and we'll keep in touch with you on this.
Thank you, Dennis.